Rush, I'm pretty sure I heard a swear in there. I don't mean to call attention to it. That gets you in trouble. But I would check your music next time. The time is 6 o'clock.
Can I say something? I definitely heard the T word.
Yeah, so did I. Okay, yeah. Good. I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
I got to do this all over again. The time is 6:01. You were listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you very much to Rush and his guest for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The Mascot Wedding Show is coming up right after... Oh, I should probably do this. Right after Cruising from their album You're Never Going Back. This is Portland. Mascot Wedding Show coming up now. All right, the time is 6:04 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or on our wide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. Dave, my P's sound like they're really popping today.
Well, you should stop saying P so much.
You got it.
I feel like you're doing it on purpose.
I am doing it on purpose.
I just did it too.
Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. As I was talking to David earlier in the week, I don't think saying the numbers as letters helps anyone anymore because of today's smarter phones.
Right, exactly. The numbers are the letters don't match up on the keypad the way that they used to.
Yep.
There is a fast food establishment, or not a fast food, there's a chicken place that I like to call, and the last four numbers are, like, wing.
Yeah.
But they don't tell you what it is. So, like, I actually had to draw the keypad one time and be like, oh, I felt like I was hunting the Zodiac. Like,
oh.
I know, right?
Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else. You may also tweet at us. We are at Mascot Wedding. I will have it open in just a second. You tweet it. I will see it. We got some very nice tweets last time, David, from some people who were on Tweetspension.
Yes.
So I tweeted them back. I said, you're untweetspended, but you can immediately go right back into Tweetspension.
Yes. Feel free to use it, but not abuse it.
Exactly. Be careful today.
Exactly. We just heard Cruising, the band named after that delightful Al Pacino movie. Man, I'm having a hard time talking already. We just started the show. From the album You're Never Going Back, that was Portland. Fun stuff from ladies.
We also have a very special in-studio guest today. He is a comedian about town. You may see him tonight, if you would like to. He's performing with the award-winning improv troupe Midnight Society at Cold Town Theater, along with The Frank Mills, and that is at 10 tonight.
Yes.
As it always is every Saturday. Why can't I remember that? Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lance Gilstrap.
Yay. Hi, thank you.
Yes, we are also in a group together called Hot Property.
That's correct.
For full disclosure. How are you doing today, Lance?
And you're also doing something on Monday, right?
Oh, right. Yeah. Uh-oh. If you enjoy a little back and forth between me and Lance, this Monday we will also be performing in a Malk.
Malk.
A two-person troupe. So that's a cool town. There'll be information about... There's actually information on the website if you want to hear. But that's all I'll say about that. I don't have the show to promote my own stuff. I'm having the show to have the show. Sorry. That sounded weird. Hey, thanks for coming to the show, Lance.
No, thanks for having me, guys.
Before we get into the craziness... Thanks to everyone who came out for our live studio audience for our last show, which was our 200th broadcast.
Yeah, that was a ton of fun.
Oh my God, amazing.
Made new friends, which is always good, and had a really good time. So thanks to everybody.
Super thanks. We are changing. There's been some changes in the show.
Yeah,
Since then, our call screener, Tim, got promoted to associate producer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very excited about that.
He's taking over more of the reins of the show. Mm-hmm. He will still be answering phones, and he'll also... He's demanding we're doing like a community segment sometimes.
And that's fine. You know, it's we're tweaking a few things. We're going to try to open ourselves up more to the community. So we'll see how it goes.
No promises, though.
Yeah.
Meow. So how are you, Lance?
I'm good. I'm a little tired. I had a wedding this morning. So.
Go, stop bragging.
Congratulations.
You know friends are in love.
I went to a wedding, and so it was so early that I had to come back and sleep, and sleeping in the middle of the day, especially after drinking in the morning, makes you very
zombie-esque. Why was the wedding so early?
I don't know. It's really weird, but I guess someone pointed out that if you have a wedding early in the morning, that gives everybody else the whole day. afterwards instead of planning around, well, I've got this wedding to go to on Saturday, so my Saturday's shut out.
Yeah.
And well, why would they care, though? Sorry to interrupt. Their I mean, we shouldn't be like, this is our wedding. This is what you're doing today. Nuts to you.
They're super nice people. Maybe that's it.
Fine. Checkmate.
They're friends with lots of improvisers who have shows at night. Maybe that's a big part of it.
Maybe. But yeah, that's actually, man, that's really great. If they did do that on purpose. I think it was just one of those things where it's like, where was it, an outdoor wedding? Was it like a...
No, it was indoors.
Okay. Was it like a hall or something?
It was a church.
Okay, it was a church. So maybe like the church was just only booked. I don't know.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe the church is booked. Because everybody's attitude was, I can't believe they wanted to have a wedding at 10 in the morning.
Wow. Maybe it was like, I don't know. See, that's how clueless I am about religion, where I was like, I wonder if it's part of their religion where it's like, we must do this before the sun hits its peak or something.
Well, Jesus goes to sleep at 2 o'clock, so...
Well, it is the weekend.
Right.
That's why you need to pray between the hours of 9 and 2.
Right.
Yeah.
He parks
himself under a shady tree and puts his big floppy hat on and just goes fishing.
You know, Jesus would often drink out of a flask,
uh-huh.
And I thought that he was always getting boozed up. There was just lemonade in there.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I'm thinking about that drunk guy from To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird?
I confuse that book in the Bible all the time.
Uh-huh.
Who's the one where that girl found that saint who is real weird and creepy and an albino?
Bible.
Okay, cool.
I wonder if people are going to get legitimately mad at us for even making, like, as soon as you said, hey, yeah, Jesus used to have a flask, I wonder if someone was like, 472, say the rest of it. Like, I don't know.
Well, just because Jesus was that crusading lawyer.
You might be thinking of the Unfrozen Caveman.
I am thinking of that. Jesus was a Neanderthal lawyer, right? That's right. Guy, what if you actually thought that? Oh, brain. Yeah. Hey, let me ask you guys something.
Ask away.
Lance, how long have you lived in Austin?
12 years.
Normally, this might sound like I'm setting you up for a trap, but it's not. Do you ever listen to NPR in the morning?
I have before.
Okay. Have you ever heard those IDs they do where like someone tells a little story just about Austin?
Yeah.
And then at the end they go, you're listening to KUT. David, have you heard those?
I have.
Do you guys have one locked and loaded to go if anyone ever stops you on the street or however they determine that?
Absolutely not.
Okay, you don't?
Well, that's how they do it, right? They run up to people on the street, they have a tape recorder, and they just shove a microphone in their face and say, tell a story about Austin.
Every time my phone rings, I'm like, it's KUT. They're finally going to call me to get my ID. No, sometimes it very obviously sounds like they've gone out to the Lady Bird Lake or something.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Lady Bird Lake? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was the Little Beagle Johnson? That's right. Because the LBJ family.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, I will tell you.
Tell me now.
So it was Lyndon Baines Johnson, his wife Lady Bird Johnson, and their dog was Little Beagle Johnson.
Oh, that's cute.
And so I can't, but because of King of the Hill.
Yeah.
And his dog is named Lady Bird. I can't, whenever I'm like, Lady Bird Johnson. They really named it after the Johnson's dog.
Also, no. Lady Bird Johnson has a dog's name. Like, it's not like she was like Rebecca Johnson or something, and it would be weird to name your dog Rebecca after her. Like, the fact that you can confuse the two should say a lot about. She's a great lady, I'm sure, but still.
She was a great lady.
Her name's. Is she dead?
I think she's dead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Somewhat recently. I think,
yeah,
right?
Was...
Like a couple of years. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Man.
She held on for a while.
Yeah, I know. She's a tough old broad.
Because I definitely have mine ready to go. Like, if they ever call or just find me on the lake or something, no one else does. If you 472-5667, I want to know if somebody else has theirs ready to go.
Yeah, I don't even know what I would say. Like,
I would tell that Quentin Tarantino story.
Oh,
I was in a record store. I won't tart it up with funny words. I was in a record store, Sound Exchange, what used to exist on the drag.
Lived right behind it.
Yeah, and I was in there one time, and Quentin Tarantino was in there. I think I've told the story on the radio before. And he was looking at records. And when he left, the record store clerks were talking about it. And they're being so obnoxious and like a typical record store clerk. Like, oh, my God, did you see what he had?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, ugh, yes. It's like, well, I mean, if he's here shopping for songs for his soundtrack for his next movie, which he probably was, then I'm guessing the new movie is going to be some like post-punk, you know, like a neo-Bollywood punk-sploitation. And then the guy goes, like, that hasn't been done a million times already. And I was like, nice. You guys were nerd. You were like too cool for this guy. And he's the god. And I loved it. You're listening to KU. That's what I would say.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So your story is about what jerks live in Austin.
What jerks used to live in Austin.
Oh, right,
record
store
is closed.
See, I would probably go, take a cue from you and go the celebrity route and tell my story about how I ran into Mickey Rourke at a strip club. and how my first thought was, I should get into a fight with him just so I could make the news. Like, that was the only thought in my head. It's like, I should punch him.
Why are we wasting these golden stories on some stiff shirt radio station that doesn't even want
it? Uh-huh.
We're on the radio right now, guys.
No, I'm just going to tease it. In fact, actually, that was just the entire story.
No, what I'm saying is, like, why don't we record these for co-op?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So right before Jamaican Gold comes on, it's like, hey, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Jamaican Gold.
Hi, I'm David. I've been living in Austin for 13 years. One time I was at the Show Palace, and it was around the time Sin City was being filmed, and I saw Mickey Rourke there. And he was walking to the bathroom, and I thought I should get into a fight with him so I could be on E!, but when I got close to him, I just said hi, and he said hi.
That's Austin in a nutshell right there.
Yeah, there it is.
I think it's it.
About how excited we are to see people who aren't from Austin.
Yes, exactly.
Because Austin's great.
You know what? That is Austin. Actually, that's a lot of what Austin is. It's just
what would be yours, Gilstrap? Put you on the spot right now.
If we're going the celebrity route,
we don't
I guess,
have to. It could be anything.
Well, that's the only story I have.
Touche.
I saw Ron Perlman and Guillermo del Toro at Magnolia and sat at the table next to them and told everyone I had breakfast with him. And afterwards, I said to him, hey, thanks for making all those great movies. And he patted my belly.
which one?
Which belly?
No.
Oh, Guillermo del Toro.
Were they here to...
What
were the great movies they made?
Guillermo del Toro, I really liked...
And them together.
Oh, well, they made the two Hellboy movies.
Okay, but what were the good movies they made?
Right.
Yeah.
What? I didn't know that yet. They were here for the first Hellboy.
Oh, okay. So they were, okay.
I'll say this. I went to that screening because a friend of mine stood in line to get tickets. And it was at the screening and Guillermo del Toro was there and Ron Perlman and also Mike Mignola, who's the guy who does the comic book. And I saw the movie and it was like such good energy. I was like, this movie's great. And then I saw it later on DVD. I was like, this movie sucks. Mm-hmm. But I was just totally swept up with it, like, yay.
I was swept up too. I saw it and it was like at midnight and I was in a really bad seat and I fell asleep during the movie, but I just assumed what I slept through because I was so tired that it was still a great movie. And then so I drugged my friends to come to see it when it actually came out and I was like, sorry guys. Yeah.
That's the problem with a lot of like South by screenings or Fantastic Fest screenings where you're just so swept up in the ambiance and the energy, that sort of thing. So you're like, oh, man, Kick-Ass was great. No, it wasn't. That movie stunk. So now we have to like hold on to that forever. It's like, I guess these movies aren't so good.
Speaking of movies.
Yes, sir.
There's a movie coming out this summer, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Battleship.
Oh, I think you say Batman. Okay, yes, Battleship.
Right? We're all on board with this Battleship movie.
Yes.
It's a movie based on that game Battleship by Milton Bradley. And they looked at this property and thought, oh, jeepers, there's enough of a something here to make a movie out of. And the trailer for it, which is available on the line, which you may go to the inter of nets and look it up if you want to. It looks amazingly bad and crazy and weird. And it's got such an odd cast. It's like Liam Neeson and his daughter is Brooklyn Decker.
There you go.
And that dude who played Riggins, Taylor Kitsch. Riggins from Friday Night Lights is in it. And that... vampire. It's just, and Rihanna, isn't it? Isn't she?
That's right.
As well?
She is in there. Yeah.
Yeah. What a weird cast. And of course, the battleship encounters an alien ship that like transforms and shoots little like pegs at them.
Mm-hmm.
Like their bombs look like the pegs from the game.
Right.
And it's gotten to the point where, and I don't know who to blame for this. I kind of want to blame Pirates of the Caribbean because that movie was based on a ride at Disney World.
Yeah.
And if they could turn a ride at Disney World, but you know, that ride as you go through it kind of has a story to it.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're just now looking for any property that has like anything. And they're like, oh, like remember the Stretch Armstrong got optioned or something like that. And we were talking about a Magic 8-Ball movie.
Yes, that's right.
And I was like, man, they really are just like, you know, grabbing up all these properties. You know what you want to do? Hollywood producers, turn off the TV, just turn off the radio. I'm telling you right now. Take any breakfast cereal that has a mascot and make that mascot real. And that's a movie. That's either a terrifying horror movie or like a madcap whimsical journey. Like, name some cereals.
I'm gonna name Trix.
Trix. That's got the Trix rabbit.
The Trix bunny.
Okay. Imagine you're some kids and you're like eating some cereal, right? And you know, like there's some teenagers and they're like, "Oh, we should have sex." And it's like, "No, leave me alone. I'm eating my Trix." It's like, "Oh, don't eat the Trix. The rabbit will come and try to get them."
Right.
And then a giant rabbit comes. It's like talking and crazy about how scary would that be?
That'd be scary.
That'd be terrifying. Now, granted, I don't know if poster General Mills wants to turn these creatures into a horror movie that are awful, but I think they should.
I don't know. Lance, what do you think?
I don't know if I'm on board with the tricks one.
Okay. Lance?
You give me like Tony the Tiger, that sounds scary.
All right, Tony the Tiger, do that. What's the plot of Frosted Flakes, the movie?
Well, I see it as like an indie film where this animated tiger tells everybody that everything's great.
Is it because he has a bandana on? Is that why you thought indie movie?
Does he have a bandana on?
Yeah, he's got a neckerchief.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I thought bandana on his head. Yeah, it's under his head. No, but that makes it more indie. Yeah, like Wes Anderson could direct it.
Well, then you're just turning into the Fantastic Mr. Fox.
So are you thinking of something like very like cutesy? Like
Yeah. It's like Indie Darling. Like yeah.
Because Snap Crackle Pop, that's not a horror movie. Rice Krispies?
No, that's a slapstick.
Yeah, that's like three bumbling little guys like, hey, elves, I got to go away for the weekend. You need to make this much cereal. Yeah. Like, oh, how are we ever going to do it? No, we got to save an orphanage or something like that.
Here's my question to you.
Yes.
Is this entire thing animated? Is the character animated in a real world?
Which one?
Let's take Frosted Flakes, the movie. Tony the Tiger.
Frosted Flakes, Lance.
Yeah, I see it as real world with like a, you know, like a CG tiger. Like
okay,
a mocap tiger, and it's played by who's that guy that does all the Gollum and all
Andy
that?
Circus.
Andy Circus is the tiger.
Here we go.
I think if somebody else did that, Andy Circus would be like, find him in an alley.
So mad.
You're taking my job.
I can see this where like, okay, going off the indie vibe. So he tells everybody that everything is great. He runs into a Zooey Deschanel who just got dumped by her boyfriend for some inexplicable reason. And she's mad at the world. And then she meets this delightful tiger who tells her that everything is great. And she writes a song about it that's no good. Right? Right, guys? Are we on board with this?
You could have it start out really sweet and have a love story. But then they accidentally kill someone.
Okay.
And they have to like live with that darkness. It's not a matter of like getting away from the police, but just a matter of them living with that. Oh, we accidentally killed somebody, because Tony doesn't know his own strength. He's a tiger.
He can easily
kill someone.
Okay. I think Tony the Tiger was found in the jungle as a kid, as a young tiger cub, and it was revealed that he could talk, and so everyone was all about it. But that was years ago. Now he's middle aged. The novelty of the talking tiger has worn off, and he works at a plant that makes Frosted Flakes.
Okay.
And it's kind of like the Donnie the Quiz Kid from...
Yeah, Magnolia. Yes.
Yeah, what's his name?
Quiz Kid Donnie.
Yeah, okay. Quiz Kid Donnie. Quiz Kid. Oh, boy. And so people are like, yeah, he used to be the Tiger. He's like, yeah, he used to be something. And then he works there, and he finds love. And in the end, he gets promoted up the ladder and becomes a CEO of Frosted Flakes. Spoiler alert.
Okay.
They could not make a Golden Crisp movie, though. Wait, is Golden Crisp the one with Sugar Bear?
Crisp?
Sugar. No, it used to be called Sugar Crisp.
Oh, they changed it? Oh, because it has sugar in the title.
Right.
But it's still Sugar Bear.
Yeah.
Because that thing would be hard R.
Yeah, because he's a real
dirty bear.
He's a sea hound.
All the tail the Sugar Bear gets?
Yeah.
Can't get enough of that Golden Crisp. Hey, what are you doing later? What are you doing, baby?
Actually, you know what? I feel like you could, that it would just be Arthur. Like, he's this bachelor bear who likes to...
Oh, hey, Molly, I forgot your name. Also, I don't know the name of this lady next to me. What is it?
Why do you call her Molly?
No one wants to do a little scene with me?
I'm sorry.
Thanks, improv guys.
Well, no, you lost me from the first sentence.
I'm just talking.
Okay, fine.
Dead. It's dead now.
Anyway, try it again.
Nope. Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops would be terrifying.
Yes.
Because that is another animal that hunts the cereal.
Yes.
You're like, duh, say Fruit Loops in a mirror three times. And this bird will come and feed it to its nephews. Why do cartoon birds always have nephews?
Because they don't have kids. I think the idea that all the cartoons always have nephews because they don't want to imagine like a man and a woman having children.
They don't want to imagine.
But where do the nephews come from? My brain stretches that far.
But yours does because you're 31. But not a kid's. Like, a kid's is just like, oh, I have an uncle. That's okay. And my uncle doesn't do that.
I guess it makes it a fun adult and not one that has like, you know, oh, kids do this, do that. It's like, screw you, Uncle Donald.
Yeah, because he's still like, yeah, exactly. He's still a man who is unencumbered. So he could go on adventures.
Like a regular sugar bear.
Like a regular sugar bear. Yeah, because if he had kids, he would have to worry about like, I got to keep my job so I can keep my benefits so my kids can be taken care of. Like, no, if he's just an uncle, yeah, let's go have some fun.
Captain Crunch, horror movie for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You got this weird guy who it's like, hey, don't let your cereal get soggy or this weird captain will show up.
Wait, does he show up? I thought he
fights the soggies.
He fights the soggies.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He sails the seas of milk and fights the soggies.
This would be like a... Oh, so...
That would actually be a rollicking adventure. I don't know if that'd be a horror movie.
Okay, yeah, that's almost... That would seem to me more like Wes Anderson. Kind of like a Life Aquatic, how the fish were all like made up in that movie.
Yeah.
Like he sails a milk ocean and like fighting against the sogs.
Yeah. And that's also the one you could easily turn into like a midnight screening for potheads.
Right.
Maybe that's more of a Terry Gilliam thing then.
There you go.
Do you guys remember the Sog Master from the 80s?
No.
What?
He was a giant, I'm going to look him up. He was a giant cyborg that had like a milk cannon for an arm that would like really sock him up good.
Oh, in the Captain Crunch mythos. Yes.
Yes.
I do remember that. See, I wouldn't give it to Terry Gilliam because I would want this movie to get made.
Oh. Right.
Burn.
Not cool.
But Gilliam movies become a legend whether they're made or not. Like, people forget it, actually, if it gets made, but everybody will remember it when it doesn't get made.
Right? Yeah.
Here, yeah, does this help you, Lance? Looking at the Sog Master? Does that ring a bell at all?
Yeah. I kind of remember him from the 80s.
If you Google image search Sog Master, picture number 8 is just some dude with, like, sunglasses and a goatee. He's got nothing at all to do with cereal.
But you know he calls himself the Sog Master.
Yeah, exactly.
He's picking up an AVN award.
Or maybe he was writing Song Master and he misspelled it. Yeah, I'm like Song Master Rex. I'm really, Sog Master.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Why do I keep getting all these private messages now?
How do I edit this?
Delete. Ah, oh, now it's just gone forever.
It's stuck in italics.
It seems to me that all of these movies that you're coming up with are horror movies, though.
Well, you just said that Captain Crunch wouldn't be.
Okay.
That's the thing. I feel like Captain Crunch is the only one that General Mills or whatever would be on board with. Because no one wants everybody afraid of their kids to be afraid of the cereal.
Actually. Well, Rice Krispies. They wouldn't be afraid of that. That would be like a little like fun buddy adventure.
Nor Cookie Crisp. I think
Cookie Crisp would be kind of like the guard or something. It'd be very British where it's like, hey, you're too old and crappy, Officer Cookie, or whatever his name.
Uh-huh.
Or no, it wouldn't be Officer Cookie. It's like, Officer, it's like we're taking you off a homicide, and we're putting you on this case. And it's a case of, like, the cookie crook.
Yeah.
And he's like, ah, come on, I shouldn't be any, like, you know, solves the case or whatever, and we learn a heartwarming lesson at the end. Any heartwarming?
Yeah.
Heartworm.
Oh, no.
He gets heartworms. He's a dog. He gets heartworms.
Yeah.
What if it was more like V for Vendetta, where it was like the cookie crook was the real hero at the end? Like he is actually out there stealing cookies for a message.
Oh,
that's so, how tight the fist of Big Brother is around.
Right,
the fact that they even regulate cookie consumption.
So the cookie crook is the 99%. I get it.
And we call it C for cookie.
Oh,
pretty good.
Also, we've been saying it wrong. It's of course kooky. That's how you say
right,
that word.
Right.
It's kooky crisp.
Kooky crisp. I do love that song, though. Chip the Dog and Cookie Crook. Cookie Crisp is what they took. All across the country now, everyone's doing the Cookie Crisp Pal.
You just wrote that.
I didn't. I wish I could.
I want you to go to, like, a poetry night.
Done.
And...
Oh, there's more?
Yeah. And recite that. But do it like a slam poetry.
What other cereals have... I will.
Yeah.
What other cereals have mascots?
What other cereals have mascots?
Anything that's a kid's cereal has one, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Even, like... what's the Cheerios got the honey bee?
Honey,
is the honey bee anything? I feel like they've already made that bee movie or ants or something.
Well, Bugs did Life. You guys ever get? I had a cheap family and we always had Kabooms.
What are Kabooms?
It's like circus themed. It's like really bad powdery. Like half of it was already like the powdery shake from the bottom, and it was like just like circus themed, and all the cover of the box was just like clowns and animals jumping through hoops and things like that. It was circus themed.
No, was that just for like Safeway?
I've seen it since then. It's always the like bottom shelf. It's like before you get to the bagged cereal, but it's really cheap.
Okay, if someone can tell me where Kabooms is in this town,
it might just be called Kaboom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon me. Well, then that's going to throw everybody off. 4725667. I was just thinking of one.
You know which one has already sort of been, like the Honeycomb commercials?
Yeah.
With that thing, it's like, Honeycomb! Like, that already is frightening enough Work over.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
My my parents read my mind. I haven't talked to my mom in like 2 weeks, but I love that she's still listening to the radio show. She said Count Chocula.
Count Chocula would be a delightful story, because then you'd be able to get in a vampire story, but he's like, oh, I like chocolate.
I feel like there's an. I feel like that should be the Avengers of the cereal world, like, because then you bring in Frankenberry and Boo Berry and even an appearance from Fruity Yummy Mommy.
You know, it's funny. Dave Justice just tweeted at me, or tweeted at us, and he says, how are you creating serial horror movies and not mentioning the Count Chocula, Frankenberry, Boo Berry trilogy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? You could do like a Monster Squad with them and Yummy Mummy.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what? I see Ocean's 11. It's a heist movie with all the monsters. Like,
you know,
Count Chocula,
oh,
and
there
Boo
was
Berry.
Some animated project in the works called Food Fight for a while. I don't think anything happened with it, but I think it was something like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Also, we got a tweet from La Quijotesca, and he or she says, I want to write a movie about Mr. Clean starring Samuel Jackson, not a serial. Not a cereal, buddy, but yes.
Oh my God, you didn't ingest that, did you?
Oh, sorry, I looked up. It was Laura. I should just say Laura just tweeted us.
Oh, okay. Hi, Laura.
So it was definitely a she.
Yes.
Well, but yeah, you know what? I want you to write that too. I don't even need to see it be made. I want to read that script. Tell you what, if you write one scene of that movie that is clean on air, we will read it on. We will act it out.
Well, see, that's
that would be amazing.
That's the problem. It's going to be like, it's going to be so foul-mouthed, but then like, he ends up like his sister dies and he ends up taking care of her kids. And so he's like, I gotta be Mr. Clean now. And so he has to watch his language and stuff. There it is. I wrote your dumb movie for you, Laura.
Jeez.
It's a very good idea.
I think you should sue him, Laura. He's biting your style either.
No.
Stealing your idea. Did you just show him the Kaboom picture?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it was from General Mills. So it was an actual legit
cereal. Legit, real cereal.
There's that one with a frog. Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks.
Oh, right.
Nah, I don't know what you'd do with that. He just seems like a good-natured frog.
I could see that being more about like the family who finds him than about him. Where if he's like, he's sort of like the Beethoven, and he just keeps jumping around and knocking stuff off tables.
Oh, like that Martin Lawrence movie where they adopt that bear and try to raise it as a human?
Oh, I don't know the name of that one.
Oh, of course you do.
No, it's
Unbearable, I think is what it's called.
I think that was the review.
Oh, okay. That was a clear. Oh, it was Bear in the Gang.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Martin Lawrence, and here's the thing, there was a polar bear.
Uh-huh, wow.
So they didn't get along at first.
So he had to go to a different mall?
Yep. Yep, he had to.
Hey, Lance, how's it going?
Weird.
Why are you shaking your head at us, Lance?
I'm not.
Hold on, what does that mean? The top tweet there.
I have no idea what that means.
Laura just tweeted, all it says is monkey fighting, exclamation mark. Skullfriend says, Danny Trejo as the Quaker oatmeal face man. That would be like a Tim Burton thing.
Skullfriend, I'll give you credit for that one.
I don't want to see that movie, though. Danny Trejo. You're like, oh, that guy's old.
Man, I'm burnt out on Danny Trejo. Oh.
Have you seen the trailer for the movie that he's in that's about that YouTube, it's based on that YouTube video of the guy that beats up the guy on the bus.
What?
It's a whole movie based around this YouTube video of a guy that, like, they have a fight on the bus, and he's like an old guy.
Yeah.
And the younger man, like, kind of attacks him, and he just wails on him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he
yeah.
goes on, and they made a movie out of this.
Epic Fight Man. Or something like that.
Yeah, I think it has a swear in the title. But
okay. A swear.
Oh, by the way, wow. I think that was her. Laura tweeted again. She goes, I'm tired of these monkey fighting snakes.
Ah,
is that how they I get it.
Yeah.
Is that how they bleeped it out on TV? That's amazing.
I hope so. It's better than when Do the Right Thing used to do Mickey Ficky.
Oh, my God.
I was like, that's not even a word.
Just quiet it down. Yeah. And cover their mouths.
Exactly. But he had to buy those batteries for his boombox. And he had to very specifically.
I watched Die Hard 2 on TV, and spoiler alert, he gets blasted out of an airplane
because mm-hmm.
he launches an ejector seat right before it explodes. And then while he's in the air, he goes, oh, shoot. Like, I love that even being blasted out of an airplane. He's like, darn.
As if the Duke boys just got away.
Ah, nerds.
Ah, yeah.
Yep. No more cereal, can you think of?
No. I was, I hate starting a sentence this way. Does anyone remember Fruit Island cereal?
No.
Okay.
No, what's up with
Fruit
that?
Brute.
Fruit Brute?
Yeah, the Fruit Brute was, he was like a part of the monster trilogy, but they only brought him in every once in a while.
You're making like this stuff
no.
up!
Fruit Brute
No,
exists.
I remember Fruit Brute.
You're thinking of that cologne for kids.
What kind of kids?
Fun kids.
Oh, okay.
Summer kids. Kids that climb on rocks. Anyway. I think that how dare you? How dare you try to lead me there?
Ever be a dare? Let's divide these kids up. Who likes to climb on rocks? Not me.
I've got chicken pox. Come get a hot dog.
No, thanks. Those rocks are awful high.
I'm vegan. I like the idea of cologne for kids, though. Like, yeah. Just an entire line of like, ooh, let your playground friends smell your essence.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti for men.
I don't claim to be a smart kid. In fact, I was just the opposite. But there was one thing I figured out real early.
Mm-hmm.
My parents came in and got this thing one time. It was like, I couldn't have been an expensive gift. I think it was just something like, no one bought these. They're on sale for whatever. It was like a little G.I. Joe dop kit. And so it had a G.I. Joe hairbrush. And or comb, excuse me, comb mm-hmm. and a toothbrush and like a toothbrush case. And they were just like military color green.
Right.
Tank enamel green or whatever. And
olive drab.
Thank you. With the G.I. Joe logo, but then also had a G.I. Joe shaving kit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it had a thing of shaving cream, which may or may not have been real, but it seemed to work like regular shaving cream. And then just a plastic razor.
Yeah.
And I guess it's for you as a little kid or supposed to like, you know, what do you call it? Cream up your face and then pretend to shave.
Yeah,
but then I remember thinking to me like, this is stupid. Like, yeah, why would I do this?
It's for getting ready for when you're on leave and you get some shore time and you could go down to the red light district.
But I mean, I was probably wearing Superman clothes, underwear outside my clothes at that point. But uh-huh. I was like, I'm not pretending to shave. It's dumb. I never do this. Pretend to shave? What's the point? Get screwed, Mom.
This is a very nice gift that you just yelled at your mom
for. I know.
I remember when I was a really nerdy 12-year-old kid that didn't have a ton of friends, and so I had befriended this really tall, really dumb kid who was, I think, 13. He was like, his voice had changed before everybody else's,
mm-hmm.
He came to my birthday party, and after all the gifts, he hadn't gotten me anything, I didn't care, but he came up to me, he's like, hey, I got you something, and I was like, oh, great, and he's like, do you wear a cologne? And I was like, and he pulled out of his pocket clearly a sample-sized bottle of Brut, and he was like, here you go.
That's awesome.
So I had, as 12-year-old, like, was like, I got a bottle of cologne, but I don't think I'm supposed to wear this shit.
Put it on in front of me. Come on, let's slow dance. do you still have that bottle of cologne?
No, I don't.
Because it's probably still good.
Yeah, probably. It's Brut.
That's weird. I used to get like those little samples all the time around that age. Like, mm-hmm. I wonder if those just existed for kids. Like those little like vials.
You thought those were kid sized?
Well, no. I mean, because I haven't seen them again. Like, maybe I just don't go to Dillard's
I think it's
enough.
Just, yeah, sample size.
But yeah, I just never. I haven't seen them since. But I still remember like that unmistakable scent of Fahrenheit for Men by Calvin Klein. It's like that'll never go away. We ready?
Hey, yeah, let's take a break. We are going to hear, we'll be right back with some more Mascot Wedding Show, immediately following the song, from their album, I Am Very Far. This is Wake and Be Fine by Ockerville River, Austin Zone. More Mascot Wedding Show coming up.
And we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hotta. And joining us is our friend...
Lance Gilstrap.
Lance Gilstrap. Mac Blake is taking care of some business right now. He's tending some radio business. But now is the time of the show where call screener Tim... I'm sorry, associate producer. That's going to get... I got to get used to saying that. Associate producer Tim wants to introduce us to a... Or wants us to do a new segment on the show where we open it up to the Sunken Valley community. So this is a segment we are calling... Sunken Valley Digest today, which we will change probably next week because that is very unwieldy. But today on Sunken Valley Digest this week, we have ourselves a local attorney
mm-hmm.
from Sunken Valley, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And your name is Antoine Delafield.
Ms. Antoine Delafield?
Yes, and thank you for coming, first of all.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us on this inaugural Sunken Valley Digest today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Radioman.
I guess to get us started, tell us a little bit about yourself and what do you do in the community?
Well, look, I'm just a simple attorney mm-hmm. in Sunken Valley. I got my law office there on East Eisenhower.
Okay, right there. Yeah, yeah. In the
right next to Bluto's Burgers.
Yeah, they call it the building district.
Yeah, got a lot of buildings in there.
Yeah.
Hey, pleased to meet your acquaintance. Thanks for having me on the radio show.
Oh, sure, sure.
Man, I heard you guys was just trying to talk to local Sunken Valley folk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you guys gave me a call. Nice to meet you, Mr. Gilstrap.
Oh, nice to meet you, sir.
What kind of last name is that?
Gilstrap?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I still don't know.
Oh, okay.
All this
well,
time?
Let me know when you find that out. Were you an orphan? You might be asking?
No, I wasn't orphaned.
You was not orphaned?
I was not orphaned.
But your parents, they don't know?
No, my parents what?
Your parents, they don't know where that name came from?
Well, no, they've got guesses. I never really figured it out.
Can I be honest with you right now?
Sure.
You want to sue them?
No.
We can sue your parents.
Why would I want to sue my parents?
Give them money.
No, if I needed money from my parents, they'd lend it to me.
Oh, jeez.
But how much? Maybe you want all of it.
No, I don't want
all of it. Your parents live in a big house?
What? No, I mean, it's not small.
It's bigger than yours?
Yeah, sure.
We can fix that right up.
Well, I don't want to live in they live on a prison grounds, to be honest. I don't want to live where they live.
Oh, I've been there. They ain't no good. Too many souls of dead prisoners haunt those parts. I don't much care for it.
I don't know if a lot of prisons are haunted.
Yeah, you'd be surprised the amount of prisoners that just die and they just burn the records.
Well, yeah.
I had so many clients just disappear and they go, where is it? And it goes off the record, bone piling back.
Wow, that's awful.
It's not the best.
No, that sounds terrible. Lance, does this happen at... let's backtrack a little bit. If I may say, your dad works at a prison?
Yeah, yeah. He's a deputy warden at a prison.
Oh, really? What prison?
I wish I could remember the name of it. I think it's Joseph Harp in...
Joseph Harp, yeah.
Yeah, in Oklahoma.
Oh, Warden Gilster. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I definitely paid him off so I could murder a witness.
No, you did not.
No, I definitely did.
No, that's a horrible accusation,
sir. It's not an accusation. That's true. I slipped him some money, and I go, see, this guy never wakes up.
Well, now, hold on. Let's just, let's assume that this story is true. And it's
why do you got to assume?
Well, okay, but...
So you are dancing on dangerous legal grounds right now.
Well, I want to ask you a direct question.
Please do.
How much?
I ain't under oath, though. I might have to scoot an answer.
Okay, well.
All right.
I just want to know, how much would something like that cost?
Oh, well, let's say if it was going to happen, wish it did.
Okay. Well, you can protect yourself legally.
I am protected legally.
I
argued against it. Something said on the radio can't be held against a person.
That is not true.
There's no way that's true.
Yeah, check out Sunken Valley law.
Well,
that is statute.
Okay, but yeah, that is Sunken Valley law. We are actually in Austin proper. We're not on, we're not on K-Aros, for example, which is...
That is a fine radio station.
That is some filth. They air
their own... I turn that on in the evening, just me and my missus.
Okay.
And a housemaid sometimes.
Oh, okay. We don't need to...
Oh, I don't get in with her.
Well, we don't need to know that, but
she
fine.
She stands and watches.
All right. Okay, we don't...
Occasionally cleans afterward.
That's okay.
What's the point of having a housemaid if she can't give you a hot towel afterwards to clean your belly?
All right. That's fine. Mr. Delafield, again, you really we're not in Sunken Valley. We can't talk. We can't do that K-Aros talk.
It costs about, it varies per prisoner and also level of incarceration.
Okay, so to have an inmate murdered, that's...
Well, where are they right now? They're in gym pop or they're in solitaire?
They're in regular lockup with everybody.
Oh, probably just $50.
$50?
No. Yeah. Well, no. $50, plus also some goods.
Like what kind of goods?
Well, I mean, maybe a nice warm pie.
Pie's pretty
good. Maybe some sugar beets.
So you're telling me...
Also, potentially, maybe some liquor.
Hold on. So you're telling me you can have somebody murdered in prison for, let's get this straight, about $50.
Yeah.
Maybe a pie.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some sugar beets.
Uh-huh.
And maybe some alcohol.
Wait, what?
Some alcohol.
No, I ain't talking about alcohol. I'm talking about liquor.
I don't understand the difference.
Why give it a try right now? Why say it?
Say liquor.
Say liquor.
Okay, fine.
Come on, put a little... Look, you where you from?
I'm Houston, Texas.
Texas born and raised. Put a little Texas into it.
All right. Liquor.
No, God. Lance Gilstrap, let me hear a little liquor.
Liquor.
How about a little liquor?
Liquor.
Okay, I think I got it.
Let me hear it, David.
How, go get some liquor.
Oh, there it is. I see. I thought you were from the state.
I brought a smile to your face, Mr. Delafield.
Oh, you sure did.
So how long have you been practicing law in Sunken Valley?
Now, 30 years.
930 years?
No, now.
Oh, okay.
I ain't some kind of immortal.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if you're some sort
no,
of...
No, you'll be able to tell because of my sparkling gray eyes.
Because West Eisenhower is in the Necromancer District also.
Well, look, I don't carry on with that kind of voodoo.
Okay.
But it do is real.
It do is real?
It do is.
Speaking of... these microphones, what kind of magic is inside if I crack it open?
There's no magic. It's all wires.
Okay, but yeah, you know, like that movie about that Jesus training the Jesus school? Inside their magic wands, they got like dragon hails in them. What's in this here microphone?
Hold on. No, you're going to have to back. Let's cut out that middle portion and examine that.
All right, whatever.
The Jesus movie about Jesus training?
Yeah, Harry Potter.
That's not about Jesus at all.
Yeah, it's like, what if Jesus didn't die and he opened up a school to train more Jesuses?
No.
Are you thinking that Albus Dumbledore is Jesus?
Yeah, I figure he changed his name.
No, it's just...
He's got to train more Jesuses to kill the other gods.
No, it's about a little boy who goes to school to become a wizard.
Okay.
And he's
whatever you want to call him, he's going to go kill the other gods. How Jesus got to be number one god, killed all them other gods.
Okay, now, see, I feel...
What do you think happened to Zeus? Read your Bible.
You're talking
Jesus about, killed him.
You're talking about different storylines entirely.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Don't blaspheme, son.
I'm not blaspheming.
You're blaspheming.
I feel like you're a little blasphemous by assuming that Jesus was some sort of god slayer.
Well, it's okay. You kill your own.
That's
only natural. I don't like the look you're giving me, Mr. Gilstrap.
I'm just baffled by what you've read to lead you to believe that.
I was just reading the Bible.
I don't think that's in the Bible. It's definitely not in the Bible.
It's in one of the
Bible books
of Bible.
It's in the one of the what's?
What book's the Bible?
Oh, the Bible.
Bible.
Which book is that, though?
Well, on the back.
Oh.
Further Adventures Thereof?
That's, no.
The New Bible Adventures.
Did this book of the Bible, did it come out of the, like, could you physically take it out of the Bible?
Well, yeah. I mean, you want to take it with you on the go because it was the best part.
Also, was it told in pictures?
Yeah, it was told in pictures. You know what I'm talking about.
Were there like ads for like x-ray specs in there?
Yeah, and also strength pills.
And like Grit magazine?
Well, I don't know about Grit. I mean, you sell enough Grit, you get the strength pills.
See, okay, yeah, I think I got it now. Yeah. I think I got it. Yeah, that was a comic book.
Someone shoved a comic book into a Bible. You took it as truth.
Yeah.
Lord, I am sorry that I am around these blasphemers.
See, okay.
That have to talk ill of your adventures. Also, when's Jesus going to catch Mysterio, you guys? When's that going to happen?
Now, see, that's definitely, I think you might have been reading Spider-Man or
that
something.
That was red and blue Arachno Jesus.
No, see, that's something else.
He came back from the dead, fought a hobgoblin.
I'm sorry, the what?
Hobgoblin? Hobgoblin?
Okay.
You've changed the pronunciation of that like four times
hob-gobble.
Now.
No, I didn't. I say the same every time.
No.
Hibba-gibble.
I think what you're trying to say is the hobgoblin.
Hobla globla.
Nope. See, there you're doing okay. Well, we can just move on. I think we're getting away from the community part of this.
Oh yeah.
Of
okay,
this segment.
Yeah. Lance, where you live?
I live in Austin.
Oh, how you like that?
I like it.
Why don't you move on down to Sunken Valley? We do things a little slower.
Yeah, I've heard about Sunken Valley. I'm not. It doesn't sound like my pace.
All right.
Yeah. It's for different. I've been. You know. I've lived there off and on. It's different.
It's a real potter town.
No, I would disagree with that,
yeah,
actually.
Total potter.
It's a real, something very skeevy about it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Big old potter.
You don't find it weird that just like trash cans will just combust into flames? Like there's a lot of trash can fires.
There's a lot of crystal meth inside those trash cans.
Well,
crystal meth cookeries.
Uh-huh.
What are you, ingredients? Yeah, them's the going things.
Now see, that's interesting because you are you're a defense attorney.
Yep.
And so do you find yourself defending a lot of, because there is a crystal meth problem in Sunken Valley, do you find yourself defending a lot of drug cases?
I don't judge. I leave that for the judge.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't even like calling them cases.
Right.
I defend a lot of drug people.
Okay. But you do sort of, you know, you do plead their innocence and you do try
to... Well, I mean, look, if you come to me, I'm just going to assume you're innocent.
Okay.
Because like that expression goes, a guilty man don't waste time.
I've never heard that expression.
Never heard that.
It's a common expression.
A guilty man don't waste time.
He wastes no time.
What's that? What's the origin of that saying?
Oh, I don't know.
Guilty man wastes
no
time.
I bet Lance Gilstrap, he don't even know where his Latin name come from.
It's true, I don't.
Yeah, we've already established that.
This is like a show of dummies.
No, we're just, you're presenting me with a lot of new stuff, and I'm just trying to absorb it all and trying to process it. So if I can ask, and if this is improper, I apologize.
No, go right ahead.
But in your line of work, do you ever find yourself defending someone that you may think is guilty or may know is guilty?
Can I swear you guys to Radio Trust?
No.
I'll consider that a yes.
Okay.
Yeah, all the time. Oh, my gosh.
What? No, see, I mean, okay. Well, I mean, how do you live with that? I mean, or how do you sort of...
Just say, shrug it off, and I'll pray to, Super Jesus. I go, Super Jesus, when you're beating up that evil Lex Luthor. Bless me with your magic wand.
That might be Superman.
Well, he is a Superman.
No? Okay.
He answered my prayers. Yep.
Well, okay. What do you got on the, are you working on any exciting cases right now?
Yeah, right now I'm countersuing the Dr. Pepper Bottling Corporation.
Dr. Pepper? Okay. Well, what's going on there?
Oh, of course, don't you know what's going on there?
If it's what I think we're talking about,
The Dublin Bottling.
Right. This week, the Dublin Bottling Company announced that they're no longer allowed to sell Dublin Dr. Pepper outside of their factory, apparently. Dr. Pepper came down and said no, and a lot of people were up in arms about it, which is funny because I feel like these people are thinking, to backtrack, Dublin Dr. Pepper is just Dr. Pepper made with cane sugar instead of like the sweetener, correct, Lance?
Mm-hmm. Correct, pure cocaine.
Pure cane sugar. It's a type of, it's sugar.
Oh, Dublin Dr. Okay, I'm on board now.
Right. Yeah, we can't say it was made out of cocaine. That's really...
I think it's got cocaine in the place.
No, that's really irresponsible.
Right, okay, continue.
Dr. Pepper said, no, you can't make this anymore. And everybody's upset. Everybody's kind of crying about it. But the thing about it is people don't seem to realize there's a reason for this. Like, I feel like Dr. Pepper is going to come out with their own...
Well, it said it. That's what I read. They are going to. And I think it's still going to be bottled to Dublin. They're just not allowed to call it Dublin Dr. Pepper anymore.
Well, then why are people losing their minds about
it? I think they just like that it's called Dublin Dr. Pepper. I think it's one of those like, oh, you're taking away something I'm used to.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And it's really no big deal. But I love how livid people got. It was like, hey, man, big Dr. Pepper, how dare you? How dare you come and take the soda we love? And it's going to be back. And you're going to buy it anyway, so quit your belly aching.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I don't know why people are still on board with Dr. Pepper anyway. After, like, the Dr. Pepper 10 commercial and stuff. And just people are, I don't know, people are dumb. We have a tweet that I get to read from a, Lance, are you familiar with a Jessica Hamilton?
Yes, I'm familiar with
her. I'm also familiar with her.
Oh, you're familiar?
You are?
Yeah, I defended her one time.
Really?
She burned hubcaps.
No.
Okay, this is...
Burned hubcaps?
Yeah, she got that fire so hot to burn hubcaps. Oh. Just throw it at passing cars.
Wow. Well,
yeah,
that's...
it ain't exactly
that doesn't
legal.
Surprise me, honestly.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Can we be on? Yeah.
What does she have to say?
She has to say, don't forget it's Lance's birthday weekend. Parentheses, his birthday is Tuesday. Smiley face, close parentheses.
Oh, happy birthday weekend, Lance.
That's a tweet you keep to yourself.
Nope, no it is not.
Tweets are for Shan, Lance. Even I know that, and I'm just a simple... old-fashioned country law.
Here, I'll tweet right now, at Mascot Wedding. How old is Lance turning?
Well, first of all, it's not really my birthday yet until Tuesday.
Right? I know she said that.
I'm turning 35.
Okay. You look great.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Sure thing.
You know, you were talking about this lawsuit, and my lawsuit is similar to the one you guys were talking about.
Which is?
Well, Dr. Pepper's trying to shut down my bottling plant.
You have a bottling plant?
Yeah, Sunken Valley, Dr. Pepper.
Okay, what's that all
it's
about?
It's got a lot of liquor in it.
Okay, so you're just selling... You're selling liquor disguised as Dr. Pepper.
Wait, I sell what now?
So you're selling liquor.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper with liquor in it.
But just generic liquor?
Sweet corn brandy, Lance.
Sweet corn brandy?
Sweet corn brandy?
Never even heard
of
it.
Oh, it's the best kind of liquor.
Okay, so it's just... It
sounds awful.
It's pretty good. Lance, but you don't strike me as a man who likes his liquor.
No, I'm a fan.
Fan of what?
Liquor.
Okay.
All right. I see. I hear it now. I hear it in your voice.
Well, so how? What stage are you in this lawsuit now?
Oh, I'm at the stage where I stand outside, night and day, with a shotgun and shoot anyone who approaches.
That's really irresponsible.
I've winged with bullets 5 of my customers.
Okay, don't do that.
Well, I didn't. I came here to do a radio show.
Okay. Well, I would suggest that you probably stop doing.
Well,
that.
I just burned it down.
Burned what down?
The Sunken Valley Dr. Pepper bottling plant.
Oh, you burned down your own bottling plant.
I'd rather it burn to the ground and let big Dr. Pepper take it.
I'll bet it just exploded, didn't it?
I'd like to see you prove that in the court of law.
Well, you just admitted to it.
How do you know so much, my man?
Well, I'm assuming that
you need work?
No, I'm...
You seem like
I'm
a guy who knows things.
Well, I'm just saying, it sounds like a moonshine facility.
Tell
kind
you
of,
what.
Right?
You figure something out. You hear something that's worth knowing. You come tell me. I'll hook you up. I'll give you a little bit of liquor.
All right.
Not interested.
All right.
Is there anyone in prison you don't like living anymore?
No.
Okay.
Is there some guy you're sick of his breathing? Is it David?
No. Yeah, I'm telling you right now.
He's giving me the thumbs up. You can't see it, but he goes, I want David.
All right. Okay, guys, I'm going to have to cut this segment.
All right.
We're coming up on the top of the hour. I think we're going to make way for Clear Spot. Mr. Antoine Delafield, thank you very much
for being. Oh, thanks for having me on the show.
Yes, thank you very much for being on our first.
If anybody needs some lawyer, and I'm in Sunken Valley, look me up.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Antoine Delafield. We got to get out of here. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us. We're at mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter at Mascot Wedding. Mac, where were you during all that?
I was outside tending to some business.
How long does that business take?
Well, I mean, there was a very big liquor spill outside.
Oh, gee. Oh, I have an idea who caused that.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show, Lance.
Yes.
Oh, thanks a lot. Lance Gilstrap.
Have a happy birthday weekend.
Thank you.
Yes. And Midnight Society is playing tonight at 10 o'clock at Cold Den if you want to check him out.
ColdDenTheater.com for more information if you want to go there.
We're going to go out with some beep.
David just swore, everybody.
Yeah, we're going to go out with that. Phantom Planet from their album The Guest. This is always on my mind. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Austin.
Goodbye, Lance.
Goodbye.
Everybody in this place.